grew up here in central Illinois. With both of my grandfathers, operated successful livestock and grain operations. Then made my way down to Southern Illinois University at Carbondale. Got a bachelor's degree there in economics. Then went over to Purdue University in Indiana and got a master's degree, and then ended up back at SIU for law school. While in law school, I was able to work at the Illinois Agriculture Mediation Program, which is the USDA state-certified program providing mediation services between farmers and the USDA. Then after graduating from school, I ended up going to work for the USDA for the National Ag Statistics Service down in Arkansas. Stayed there for a little while, and then switched agencies and departments even, and went to work for the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. And then in 2001, my wife and I had our first baby, and I decided to get out of the workforce and stay home full time. And with the exception of 1 year back at the National Ag Statistics Service to work on the Census of Agriculture, I worked there here in Illinois part-time doing that for a year. I have remained out of the workforce since 2001. And took up blogging about a year ago as something to keep track of things and stay engaged and feel like I'm a part of something and meet people and so forth. And been kind of doing that ever since.
How did you first come up with the idea of doing a weblog?
Well, of course, I read about them in the newspaper, see them on news reports, heard them mentioned, and a friend of mine actually had started one, and I started reading his and thought it sounded like a pretty neat idea, and thought that the foreign policy issue, particularly with the Bill debates kind of coming up and so forth, would be a good idea to try to do that myself.
Did you have any sort of, it didn't sound like there was any sort of journalism or reporting background prior to this?
That's correct. In hindsight, maybe I would have been something maybe I should have done. I really seem to enjoy that type of thing, but no, I don't have any formal training or anything. I did, prior to starting the weblog, I had some letters to the editor published in the New York Times, LA Times, and Wall Street Journal. I have a precursor to starting the weblog. I got my interest going a little bit deeper there.
How long has foreign policy been up? How long have you been blogging?
Started in December of last year.
Can you gauge reaction to it up to this point? Have you heard from any folks in response to what you've been doing?
Well, one of the things I put on the web page was an opportunity for people to sign up for email updates. And I try to get out most weekday mornings by about 7 o'clock if I can in the morning. And I have about 80 changes about every day, but currently I have about 80 people who receive that, and then a few random emails from people who have read articles that they found interesting. But the main gauge I go by is by how many people are subscribing to that email update.
Now, just from a cursory look at your blog, it doesn't appear that you are affiliated or associated with any organization or institution. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, that's correct. As you know, the technology is such that it's very inexpensive to do, costs almost nothing. And, yeah, I just do it from my home and don't have any affiliation, funding, or anything of that nature.
Now, you obviously have other duties there at home, but how do you, what's a typical blogging day like for you? I mean, how much time do you spend doing it? And sort of talk us through a little bit about how you go about finding the information and what your sort of your blogging philosophy is.
Sure. Each weekday, I try to get up around 4 in the morning and then do about an hour's worth of searching. I subscribe to a few email updates myself that I scan through, and then I do a lot of sorting through several regional newspapers as well as the national media, the main daily newspapers, and do a lot of individual searches and kind of come up with several stories that seem to be kind of the issue of the day. And then spend about another hour synthesizing that information into some sort of hopefully coherent narrative with relevant links that a reader could read in about, 10 to 20 minutes, preferably around the 10-minute mark, and then just kind of get an idea of what's out there, what's being covered today, maybe if an issue is covered in more than one paper, try to see how they were covered differently or, something of that nature. And then, like I said, all the links, if people want to go into more depth, that information will be available to them. So it takes about 2 hours a day, sometimes a little more, never more than three. And like I said, get up at four, try to get it out by seven at the latest.
Now, I haven't read all that many of your posts, but what role does opinion or commentary play in your online efforts? I mean, do you frequently have personal observations about the news that you're linking to or reporting on?
I do when I feel like I know what I'm talking about, which is unfortunately not very often. When I look at the list of subscribers that I have, it's a very, very impressive list. And it's clear that most of the people reading it know more than I do about foreign policy. And I don't, it takes a lot of time to research an opinion piece and make sure you have your facts straight and you know what you're talking about. And most people are going to know a lot more about a particular issue than I do anyway, so I don't feel like I'd be shedding a lot of light to anyone. I really, I sprinkle it, kind of pepper it with an opinion now and then and try not to be hard-edged about anything, but generally it's a news summary.
Are you aware of other similar blogs or websites doing what you're doing out there?
Not exactly a comprehensive, or at least an attempt at, a semi-comprehensive news coverage. Not anything like that. I have come across the U.S. Food Policy blog, which is done by a professor, and he touches on news items, of course, and has a little opinion, but it's not the comprehensive effort that I try to undertake each day. I've come across another one called the Renewable Energy blog, but that deals more in the legal realm with renewable energy issues and only gets over into foreign policy very, very, third, fourth, fifth degree. So I'm sure there may be some out there I haven't seen, but at this time I haven't really seen anything like it.
What do you think the future for this sort of citizen journalism, particularly in the ag area, might be? I mean, do you anticipate there will be other people who do what you do, if not necessarily in the foreign policy area, in other areas of ag reporting?
I think so. I noticed the Wall Street Journal does, kind of a news summary type email letter. Slate.com does a summary of the news in a email narrative format each day. And I think that people like that. You can get a lot of information easily and quickly and go into more depth with links if you like. And it seems with the Farm Bill debate coming up and, with the regional differences in agriculture, some parts of the country having maybe different priorities than others, and the budget deficit and the WTO, all the issues that are going on, that there's really an opportunity to kind of drill down into it seems almost like there are issues that I touch on that you could do a whole blog on that issue. You could do a whole blog on the WTO. You could do a whole blog on, country of origin labeling, food safety. So, yeah, I think that you could really carve out niche detail areas of focus that get even more comprehensive coverage to people.
Is this something you see yourself sticking with for a while?
Well, we're expecting our third baby in June, and I don't anticipate going back to the workforce anytime in the immediate future. I'm sure at some point I will. But, yeah, I would like to continue doing what I'm doing for the foreseeable next, couple years or whatever. Never, as much as you can plan for something like that, that is my plan. So I think in particular as the Farm Bill debate gets going, that I'd be find even more interesting things to comment on and, pass along to people.